Dodgers taking on the Reds. There's Pete Rose, and there's his long-awaited statue being unveiled before the game. We'll take it to the top of the first, Cody Bellinger at the plate.
And Taylor began the year, of course. Drill to right field, and there goes home run number 19. No, it's off the wall, but in to score is Seager. Bellinger didn't miss that one by much.
He crushed this ball, Charlie. I know why you were going into the home run call, but that breeze coming from right field across the field out to left is this strong.
Drilled to right. He nearly hit a home run the first time. He has hit a home run the second time, a two-run shot. Bellinger's 19th home run of the year, and the Dodgers, just like that, take themselves a 5-1 lead. And you get the sense that the Reds' bubble has burst, and another puncture wound. Peterson's second home run in as many nights. The Dodgers go back to back. It is 6-1.
Ryu is finished. KK Hernandez is on deck. He'll hit next. 1-0 pitch. Hit deep to center field. Off the bat of Yasiel Puig. Billy Hamilton going back, and you can forget it. Yasiel Puig with his 11th home run of the season, and he did not go the short way. He went to left center field, and that ball just kept going up, up, and away. Dodgers now lead it 8-2. Yasiel Puig, the home run.
You mean like that? Puig's second home run of the day. 12 on the year. The Dodgers have hit 4, and they lead it 9-2.
10-2 Dodgers is your final score. The Reds are now riding an 8-game losing streak. The Dodgers have won 8 of their last 9. Hyunjin Ryu gets the win. He improves to 3-6. Asher Wojciechowski drops to 1-1. Cody Bellinger goes 3-for-5 with a home run in the Dodgers' 10-2 victory over the Reds. Here's what he had to say about his performance.
I think seeing him at home helped a little bit. I took my same approach with him, and he kind of threw me the same pitches. And I was seeing him well, and the guys were getting on base, so it made it easy.
It seems as if it doesn't make a difference which park you're in. However, with the reputation of Great American Ballpark, did you think your swing and your style would play well here?
Yeah, I think so. I heard all about it. I thought I got my first one because I heard all about it. But yeah, you know, I'm just trying to stay within myself, stay in my approach. If I click it, hopefully it goes.
Defensively, in the sixth inning, that ball that Mesoraco hit that ended up in a triple, that ball kind of in no man's land. How difficult of a play is that when you have Utley and Puig converging on the ball?
Yeah, it's really hard, especially when you got Puig in right field. I was kind of looking in the corner of my eye, make sure I didn't get hit by him. Yeah, it's a tough play. It's a perfectly placed ball.
However, you get him out at home. Your thought about being able to cut, not necessarily atone because it was a tough play, but be able to get him out at home.
Yeah, I mean, good call on Dave Roberts for bringing me in. I was back at first, and he brought me in last second. And, you know, first pitch, he rolled it over, and I just tried to make the play.
You guys have a big lead in the ninth inning, yet you and Corey able to make that nice play there defensively in the ninth. How key is it to be able to stay on top of it defensively?
Yeah, for sure. You never want to give in, especially, you know, a guy on the mound who's pitching his butt off. You know, we want to make the plays for him. And, you know, just never giving up, and that's what we've kind of been doing this year.
Appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Kenta Maeda will take the hill for the Dodgers. He'll face Bronson Arroyo.